We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry, someone we always trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to deliver us the local news. It is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How are we doing today?
Morning, Rocco. We're doing all right.
Fantastic, Dave. A pair of stories here from your colleague, Owen McMillan, that we want to talk about. And Owen, a busy man, apparently, the last couple of days. And let's start in the city of Avon. And something really not funny at all is what happened, at the Pickering Hill Farms parking lot. If you guys haven't seen the video, I know the Chronicle Telegram YouTube channel posted it. It's a short 8-second clip. And beware, because it is certainly not an easy watch. But what all happened here, Dave? I know we covered this in our news, but again, refresh our listeners about what exactly went on here and kind of some steps being taken following that incident over at Pickering Hill Farms in Avon.
Yeah, a week ago today, actually, there was a 19-year-old person who was hit by a car in front of Pickering Hill Farms, and there's an 83-year-old Avon Lake woman who was driving, accelerated through a parking spot, hit a produce stand, and hit the 19-year-old who was working at Pickering Hill Farms. Worker injured, but not life-threatening injuries. And it was a really kind of scary situation. Could have been much worse. So city council brought this up, on Monday, and basically Councilwoman Tammy Holzmeier said, we should probably install bollards or have some sort of rule, with big concrete posts or pillars, that can stop a car, potentially if it's going to run into the front of a business. I mean, we saw another business struck the other day, Junon King in Elyria was hit by a car, which then fled the scene. These bollards can stop things, and all they do is, damage the car, and hopefully it's not a serious, intentional thing. Without kind of putting out, new laws or unnecessary legislation, Holzmeier asked, city council could encourage businesses to think about that, maybe find an inexpensive or easy way, and planning and economic development or development coordinator, I should say, Pam Fechter, confirmed that new businesses are already required to put bollards in front of their parking spots, it's more about, sort of encouraging, education on that rule, how to get businesses that maybe, can retroactively go back and, install new ones, or install better ones, and the city's willing to help out, help out those businesses doing that. Council took no action, and Holzmeier Fechter said they would work together and kind of figure out how best to improve, parking lot safety. And this comes, after in the past couple of years, Avon and Avon Lake especially have been talking about bicycle safety on the roads and, after several serious crashes injured killed some bicyclists. So it's a serious, fortunately not more serious injuries, but a serious situation that fortunately nobody was really, really terribly hurt.
Yeah, like you said, certainly could have been a lot worse, and it does sort of serve as a wake-up call to a lot of local businesses, as you talked about, that this can happen. I mean, right there in the parking lot, it's not something you'd typically think about all the time necessarily, but it certainly can happen at any given moment. So again, thankfully this incident didn't turn into anything worse, but hopefully some local businesses end up better off for it with different safety precautions in their parking lots and things like that. So on a brighter note, Dave, over in the city of Avon, again, this one coming from your colleague Owen McMillan, I believe this was in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, maybe Monday's, but the 7th annual Marquise McCall tournament. What was this all about again in Lorain, Dave, and what exactly was going on here as we had a little basketball being played for a great cause?
Yeah, this is really, a really great cause. This is the 7th annual Marquise McCall Stop the Violence basketball tournament. It was on Sunday in Sam Felton Jr. Central Park in Lorain. Food trucks, basketball, drink stands, around a kickball tournament. Really kind of neat. Tournament started 7 years ago to honor Marquise McCall, who was 18 years old when he was killed in 2009. Organizers, including his including Jesse Lewis, Tabitha Watson, said about it's about bringing Lorain together as a city. South Lorain, East and West Lorain, bringing them together, play some basketball, have some fun, be outside, and just you know, basically get out the message, you know, stop the violence, good, recreational competition, games instead of guns, that kind of thing. Mm. Watson said, it's just about letting these kids know you don't have to pull out a gun to solve a dispute. Jesus would say, turn the other cheek, but if you have to defend yourself, don't use a gun. We're losing too many kids right now to dumb stuff. That's a great sentiment. Really kind of a neat program going on out there, enjoying the outdoors, not getting up in anybody's faces, not having healthy competition, not fights or thankfully not gunfights or anything like that. Just really getting people out and making everybody so tired that they don't want it at the end. It's like we had a good day, got the endorphins going, made everybody feel good about themselves playing basketball. So that's really kind of a neat project.
Yeah, that is a powerful quote from co-organizer Tabitha Watson, no question. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head on a lighter note. Certainly a little winded after playing, maybe too winded to be fighting or anything like that. At least I know I would be way past my prime. I am, that's for sure. So, yeah, great tournament there for a greater cause, and hopefully we'll see that continue in the coming years. As again, we are joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, part of this morning's local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Now, we've talked about a couple of stories from Owen, but Dave, what are you and all the colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners find in the paper?
Well, Kevin Martin has some stuff coming out of Elyria City Council, annexation issues and, employee retention development. I have some stuff from county commissioners, also from Eaton Township. The Ross Environmental rezoning controversy has cropped back up again. You can read all about that in ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
There you go. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week. What do you got for this week's scanner story? What have you been hearing?
Yeah, well, we're going back to Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, and they've brought us courtesy of their feed. A disturbance where a woman reported for the second time this month her neighbors had turned their sprinkler on her property, and in retaliation, she turned up her music very loud. Now a third neighbor is out taking pictures of her yard and phoning in a noise complaint.
I mean, as a former Lakewood resident, I kind of get it. I mean, you're all kind of bunched up right there. The music and the sprinkler, yeah, I can kind of intermix there. But, oh, man, just a little sprinkler on the lawn, going to start a whole neighborhood war, I guess. There goes the neighborhood, as they say. My goodness gracious. Well, an entertaining scanner story, as always, over in Lakewood. We thank our friends on Twitter for that one. And once again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time. As always, my friend, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great, Rocco. We'll talk to you next week.